Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is kind of a milestone in our lessons since we've begun this Bible school and been gathering together for class this way before the radio. This means that as of today, we have come together for Bible study 100 times. I know those of you that regularly listen to this are getting a good Bible knowledge as we study from Elam's notes, Sunday school lessons he had written for the year of 1922. And we're currently on a lesson that he wrote for August the 27th, 1922, for that Sunday school class, Sunday, August 7th, 1922, and of the Nehemiah's Prayer. It is found in the first chapter of Nehemiah. You may want to open that. If you look in your Bible, you've got Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And so that might help you find the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. And follow along with us from chapter 1, and we'll be reading portions of the text, and then returning to Elam's notes from 1922 that were printed, actually, in 1921 by Williams Printing Company. It's so fortunate that they did that, and we have this old study material with us as we go through these classes. As you're turning to Nehemiah chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have been gathering together for to worship God and to have Bible study at this location for over 100 years. And we still have Bible study there. Bible study at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, followed by Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m. And then we gather together to end that Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for another period of worship. And we gather together in the middle of the week for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's go back and look at Elam's notes on this text from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. It begins where we left off last week. We're going to begin with a quote from Smith's Bible Dictionary. And Smith's Bible Dictionary says, "Having received his appointment as governor of Judea, a troop of cavalry and letters from the king to different satraps through the provinces he was to pass, as well as to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, to supply him with timber, and Nehemiah started on his journey, being under promise to return to Persia within a given time. Nehemiah's great work was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and restoring that city to its former state and dignity as a fortified town." Smith's Bible Dictionary. Now, Elam's notes. Elam was just and generous, righteous and good. He had the nobles enriched to restore to their poor brethren the extractions and usury extorted from them. And he himself refused his legal allowance as governor from the people because of their poverty. He arranged for the proper support of the priest and ejected from the priest's office all who could not lawfully serve. He joined Ezra in rebuking all who had contracted heathen marriages, and he restored the observance of the Sabbath. After the 32nd year of the reign of Artaxerxes, Nehemiah returned to the king of Persia. Then after certain days, he went again to Jerusalem, Nehemiah 5:14 and 13:6. We do not know how much time was embraced in doing that which followed his return to Jerusalem. Now we come to that part of the Sunday school lesson called explanatory notes. And in doing that, I'll read a portion of the book of Nehemiah and then return to Elam's notes. So Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, Now it came to pass in the month Chisli, in the 12th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men out of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, concerning Jerusalem. Elam's notes. The words of Nehemiah. The margin in the American Standard Version says, history. The history of Nehemiah. This is the history he wrote. In the month of Chisliv, which is the 9th month of the Jewish year, according to Zechariah 7 and verse 1, it corresponds to the last of November and the 1st of December in the 12th year of Artaxerxes' reign. This shows that these events occurred 13 years after Ezra's journey to Jerusalem in Ezra 7 and verse 8. The 12th year of Artaxerxes' reign embraced parts of two of our years, the last of B.C. 445 and the first of B.C. 444. Nisan was the first month of the Jewish year, and corresponds to the last of March and the first of April. In counting time then, the recorders were not as accurate as we are now. Shushan the palace, the margin says the castle, this palace was more than 200 miles east of Babylon and was the winter residence of the king. It was one of the capitals of the Persian Empire. Hanani, one of my brethren, Hanani seems to have been Nehemiah's real brother, Nehemiah 7 and verse 2. Hanani and others came from Shushan, from Jerusalem, and of them Nehemiah inquired concerning the Jews that had escaped and were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Those that had escaped, that were left of the captivity, were the Jews in Judea, descendants of the poorest people who were left when the Jews were taken captive, and those who had returned under Zerubbabel and Ezra. Nehemiah 1 and verse 3 says, "And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." Elam's notes calls this bad news from Jerusalem. Hanani and those who had returned with him from Jerusalem reported that the remnant that were left of the captivity there in the province were in great affliction. The province, speaking here, is talking about the province of Judea, Nehemiah 7 and verse 6. The Jews, since their return, had made some progress. They had built and dedicated the temple, and at least partially rebuilt the walls about the city, and had established themselves in their trades, Nehemiah 3, 8, and verse 13 and 32, and were planting and raising crops. But they were in great affliction and reproach. They were poor, few, and weak. And the enemies were strong, fierce, and restless. They were in reproach because the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates had been burned with fire, Nehemiah 2:11 through 17. By reference to Ezra, it will be seen that the Jews, after their return, rebuilt the walls of the city. Their enemies then had broken down these walls and burned the gates. There was more in this than the temporal comfort and peace of the Jews. Through these Jews and the restoration of God's worship were to come the Messiah and the spiritual worship of God. The purpose and honor of God were involved. Now, Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. And we'll read again this beautiful prayer. "It came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Jehovah God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and loving kindness with them that love him and keep his commandments, Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee at this time, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants. While I confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, yea, I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If ye trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if ye return unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence and bring them to the place I have chosen to cause my name to dwell. Now let's look back now at Elam's notes. Elam says concerning Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 4, When Nehemiah heard the sad news, he sat down and wept and mourned certain days, 4 months, from Chisle, verse 1, to Nisan, Nehemiah 2, and verse 1. He also fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. His deep concern for his people caused him to fast. He wept, fasted, and prayed, waiting for an opportunity in the providence of God to aid his people. In 4 months, the king noticed Nehemiah's sorrow of heart, and he explained the cause to the king. Then the king asked, for what did he make request? Before making any request to the king, he again prayed to God, and he requested the king to send him to Jerusalem with letters of authority for a safe passage through the provinces between there and Jerusalem, and for help after reaching there, and he set a time when he would return. And the king granted his request. The queen probably favored this request. For this he gave God thanks, Nehemiah 2, 1 through 8. For these 4 months, day and night, and before he found the opportunity to make his request to the king, Nehemiah offered a prayer which follows. His addressed God as Jehovah, the self-existing God, Exodus 3:14 and 15, the God of heaven, the invisible and eternal one, in contrast to the idols, the great and terrible God, able to do great things and terrify his enemies, the God that keepeth covenant and loving kindness with them that love him and keep his commandments. A covenant is an agreement. And God never failed to keep his part of any covenant he has ever made with man. His agreement was to guide and protect and to bless every way those who love him. God had made this covenant in the book of Exodus. Let me read to you now from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 through 8. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall ye be my own possession from among all peoples, for the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which Jehovah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Jehovah has spoken we will do. Well, that was their commitment, but they did not keep that commitment. At least their children did not. When they continued not in this covenant, God forsook them and cast them off. We read in Hebrews 8 and verse 9, They continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. The condition of the Jews in captivity and in Jerusalem in Nehemiah's day was the result of their disobedience and the fulfillment of God's fearful warnings and punishments that he gave in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 30. Well, we're going to end the class right there, and we'll begin then at the next class time at Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 6. So mark that in your Bibles, and when you hear that school bell, be ready for class.